Hi, Roxy. Are you ready for our nighttime nature walk around the town?
I thought I was, but it sounds like someone might need our help.
Who might that be?
Can you not hear that a-wooing?
Oh, that. That's just Bat snoring. Wake up, Bat. It's almost time for our nighttime nature walk.
What? Oh, yes. The nighttime nature walk. Maybe I could just get a few more minutes sleep first?
You've been asleep all day. That's why we asked you, Fox and Mole, to join us.
I meant to ask you, Roxy. Why did you ask me to join you on this nighttime nature walk?
Because you're nocturnal.
Nope. We moles aren't nocturnal. We just seem to be nocturnal.
Really? I could have sworn moles are nocturnal.
Nope. We just give off nocturnal vibes. All that tunnelling underground and the bad eyesight seems like we'd prefer the dark.
So would you prefer to give the nighttime nature walk a miss?
Of course not. I might not be nocturnal, but I still like a good nighttime nature walk. Them's good worm hunting hours.
If there's a chance of worms to be had, Mole will always tag along.
What about you, Fox? Don't tell me you're not nocturnal either.
I'm as nocturnal as they come. I don't mind a walk in the daytime, but night is when I really come alive.
And we know Bat is definitely nocturnal.
Yes, Mummy. I'll remember to clean the fruit bowl in the morning.
I think Bat just likes sleeping whether it's day or night. So, Roxy, what are you most hoping to find on this nighttime nature walk?
I keep hearing an owl doing the most beautiful hooting at night. But someone in school told me there are no owls in the city.
There are some owls in the city, but they can be very tricky to spot.
Well, that's my mission for our nocturnal walk. I want to find the city owl that does all the beautiful hooting at night.
Across the many majestic wild spaces of the United Kingdom, from woods, wetlands to mountain and heath, whenever help is needed, one ranger and her animal friends always answer the call.
It's Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers.
I can talk to animals. It's a ranger's dream.
It's Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers.
Say hello to my animal team.
With deer and fox and wildcat, mole and dragonfly and beaver and bat.
Sound the alarm and we'll come running to you.
With our animal powers, we'll know what to do.
It's Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers.
Has Bat gone to sleep again?
I'll wake him up by dangling this delicious juicy worm over his nose.
That might wake you up in a hurry, Mole, but I don't think it'll work on Bat.
It will if I tickle his nose with it like it's a beetle.
Is that a delicious beetle I felt wriggling on my nose? It's just a worm.
You don't want it? More for me!
So, Roxy, where to first on your nighttime nature walk?
I thought we could take a stroll down the canal.
Great idea.
Wow, the city looks like such a different place at nighttime. And it sounds different too.
Without so many cars on the road, we get a real chance to enjoy nature's nighttime soundtrack.
It makes hunting a lot easier too. No car engine starting up to startle the prey.
I find it mostly the same, to be honest. Doesn't really matter if it's day or night when you're tunnelling under the ground. The worms don't know any different either.
Oh, what's that I can hear up ahead?
I thought you might enjoy this place, Bat. The canal at night time is a great place to find...
bats! And lots of bats!
Wow! There's so many of them zooming about!
Oh, I haven't seen these guys in so long. Look, there's Cousin 1809. And there's Cousin 3645. Oh, and there's Andy. Hi, Andy.
There's so many bats. How are they able to avoid bumping into each other with such poor eyesight?
Because all of these bats have their sonar activated. Our eyesight might not be great, but our hearing is the best in the business.
So you can basically see with your ears.
Pardon?
I said you can basically see with your ears.
Pretty much.
I can smell with my eyes and taste with my ears. Oh, was that a dream I had?
It's much easier for bats to hunt at night because there's less predators about the place and less noise.
But how do bats see with their ears?
We use echolocation. That means we can emit high-pitched, ultrasonic noises. And when the sound waves for these noises bounce off objects, it tells us where they are.
I think I can hear some of the high-pitched squeaks. Can you, Ranger Ray?
No, Roxy. Only younger ears like yours can pick up those frequencies. We lose the ability to hear such high frequencies as we get older.
It really is a batty superpower.
I walk down this canal every day, and I've never seen it like this.
The city really is a different place at night time. Come on, everyone. I know a great place we can explore next.
I might hang back and catch up with Andy.
Okay, Bat. We'll see you soon.
Where's this, Ranger Ray?
This is the meadow they rewilded last year.
No one's allowed to mow. Allowed to mow this meadow.
No one's allowed to mow. Allowed to mow this meadow.
Isn't it much better like this? It used to be very short grass and now it's full of beautiful flowers for all the animals and insects. Listen, can you hear that chirping?
I didn't know there were so many birds out at night.
They're not birds, they're crickets.
I thought they were grasshoppers.
That one was a grasshopper.
How do you know the difference?
Crickets make a chirpy sound by rubbing their wings together, whereas grasshoppers make more of a buzzing sound by rubbing their wings and legs together.
Sometimes I dream of a world where worms could make a sound. Imagine how easy it would be to catch worms if they made a noise.
They do make noise. I can certainly hear them digging through the dirt, but maybe that's because of my super tracking skills.
Oh, all this worm talk is making me hungry. I need to go for a dig.
Always has worms on the brain, does our mole.
Why is rewilding so good for biodiversity, Ranger Ray?
Because having all these plants is a surefire way to attract wildlife. It might be insects looking for pollen or animals looking for somewhere to hide from a predator. There's no end to all the ways rewilding can help nature.
What was that?
It sounded very close.
Come on, who's hiding in there?
Well, if you insist, I suppose I'll have to show myself.
Look, fox, it's a fox.
If you don't mind, I am an urban fox.
Nice to meet you, urban fox. I'm...
Fox the wildlifer, I know your reputation precedes you.
Out on the hunt, are we?
Yeah, I just had a delicious mouse supper.
You must be delighted with all this rewilding, urban fox.
Oh, absolutely. It's allowed me to mix up my diet and start hunting for real food again.
How do you mean?
Before these kind of spaces were rewilded, I used to live on scraps, scavenging through the bins for any leftover foods, living off human garbage.
Ugh. Well, I'm glad you don't have to do that anymore.
Who said I didn't have to do that anymore? I love eating garbage. You haven't lived until you found a big juicy steak in a bin, all because some silly human filled up on bread. Now that's good eating.
But you said...
I said rewilding has allowed me to mix up my diet. I can still eat garbage, but I can also pop to the meadow and catch a shrew, or a mouse, or sometimes even a rabbit. Quiet, everyone. That sounds like a rabbit right now. And quite a big one, too. I hope they're ready to meet their finest hunter this city has to offer. Quiet. It's about to show its adorable little face.
Hey, care for a worm, anyone?
A mole? Now that's a new one.
Not just any old mole. I'm Mole the Wildlifer. Here to help with all your burrowing and worm collecting needs.
I'm fine for worms.
More for me.
But while you were burrowing, you didn't happen to see any rabbits down there, did you?
I did. But they gave me loads of worms, and I promised I wouldn't tell you where they were hiding.
Silly rabbit.
Shh! Listen! Did you hear that? That's the owl I can hear at night time, the one I wanted to find.
Right. Fox, can you do some tracking for us?
It's what I was born to do. So long, urban fox. Good luck catching those rabbits.
Nah, don't worry. Thanks to all this rewilding, there's plenty to go round.
Bye, Urban Fox. It was lovely to meet you.
See you again soon, I hope.
Farewell, wildlifers.
There it is again. It's such a beautiful sound.
They're not the only animal of the night to make a beautiful sound. How about this?
That's lovely, Fox. But maybe we'll keep listening to the owls for now.
Do many owls live in urban areas, Ranger Ray?
Tawny owls often do. And just like the urban fox, they'll have lots more hunting options now there are more meadows about the place.
The hooting is coming from the park up ahead, and I've picked up the scent. This way!
Probably living up a tree then, is it?
That is usually what owls do, yes, Mole.
I think they'd love living underground if they gave it a try. There's so much to do down here, and more worms than you can eat.
Not more worms than you could eat, that's for sure.
You know, Mole, there is a type of owl that does live underground.
There is?
Yes, the burrowing owl. Although you won't find any in the UK, they live in North and South America.
That owl is definitely living up in those trees anyway.
It should be right above our heads. Now!
Excuse me? Are you the owl I can hear from my room at night?
Hello there.
Your hoot sounds are lovely. We're on a nighttime nature walk, and I just wanted to come and tell you that.
That's so nice of you to say.
So there are owls in the park. I knew it.
Yeah, it's very nice to meet you too.
Oh, sorry. I'm...
I know. You're Roxy the Wildlifer. You have quite a reputation amongst the animals around here.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah, which means you must be Ranger Ray, and you must be Fox, and you must be Mole.
Would you like a worm?
I don't mind if I do. I was just heading out to hunt for myself.
Where'd you go to hunt?
Oh, all over the place. It used to be a lot harder. But now there are so many places with nice long grass and wildflowers. There are so much more options for a nighttime hunter like me.
Owl, did you know there were owls in America that live in burrows underground?
Really?
Yes. Is that something that would ever interest you?
And risk getting these beautiful feathers all dirty? I don't think so.
Will you keep hooting at night? I find the sound so relaxing.
My dear Roxy, I shall hoot more than I have ever hooted before, just for you. So long, wildlifers!
Goodbye, owl!
That was nice.
And look, the sun's coming up. It's time we found Bat and went home.
I think you're right, Ranger Ray.
Wow, look at the meadow. It's a completely different sight in the daytime.
A completely different sound, too. Listen to all that buzzing, chirping. Only this time it's coming from the bees and the songbirds.
Look at that! I just saw a rabbit.
Better not tell Urban Fox.
Come on, let's find Bat at the canal.
Where have all the bats gone, Ranger Ray?
They're sleeping up in those trees somewhere. Bats can be very hard to spot during the day.
But how are we going to find Bat if we can't see them?
Oh!
That should do it. Come on, wildlifers. Sounds like someone needs our help. Ready?
Ready!
That includes you, Bat.
Ouch!
Ready for our next adventure?
Ready as I'll ever be. I might just have a little nap on the way.
Wildlifers away!
It's Ranger Ray and the Wildlife.